What does BU stand for?
Oh, right. See, it's so second nature to me. I don't even think of that. Yeah, you're right. That is one of the most common questions we get.
And the next one on a podcast that's audio only.
Yes.
Why don't you have video?
Are we going to be on camera?
Right.
Morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Joe, Dr. Energy Piazza.
Rara is in the house. Catherine Asaro Myers.
Welcome back to BU Network Podcast, Conversations Worth Having. On our podcast, you can expect three things. One, the BU guest moment. Two, the BU moment. And three, the BU final moment.
As promised, we are giving you a very special audible on each show. Your job, well, not your job, it's to find it. You know the game Where's Waldo? Well, here we will ask you to listen for that audible. Hello, Dr. Energy.
Hello, Rara.
Happy Big 5-0.
Again. The second
remember?
Time.
Yeah, remember the first time?
Yeah, it's fairly recent, actually, so yes.
Well, here you go again, Groundhog's Day.
Isn't that I think there's like a rap song. Here we go, here
that
we go.
That was fresh.
Here we go again.
Check it out. And here we are, doing exactly. It, doing it all over. This is exciting. This is a real milestone for us at BU Network and our podcast, because we're celebrating today. We're not only celebrating the time that we've been having, or the great time that we've been having, and the people that we've been meeting, and the friends that we've made. But this is a really powerful day that this episode will come out. So if I might be so bold to say, it's 11/11/2020.
Exactly.
I mean, we're never going to forget that.
No, it has certainly been an unforgettable year for any number of reasons.
For so many reasons. So we're at our 50th episode. You know, before we get into that, I want to see what's going on with you and get into your head and what kind of
that's a
day.
Scary thought.
Yeah,
since
right.
Since we just had Halloween.
I'm going to go there. I'm going to see. Don't scare me. Don't scare me.
Okay.
I want to see what kind of day are you having?
I'm having an awesome day. You know, this is actually the second episode that we're recording today. So we've got a couple of extra episodes recorded that we'll need to edit to publish a little bit later. But I've had a great day. You know, we had a great guest that we already spoke with today. And, you know, I meditated today. I worked out today and got outside, and it was nice and sunny and cool. We'd had a fair bit of snow here in Ottawa overnight. So it was a fun day.
So you're in Ottawa.
I am in Ottawa, just like I was when we started this podcast 50 episodes ago.
And are you in your ground control? What do you call it?
Mission
your room?
Control.
Mission control room.
I am in mission control. I have the computer on in front of me. We're recording this using a new platform called CleanFeed that gives really good clean audio. So we're going to hear if we get a different quality of sound between this and, you know, normally we interview our guests through Zoom. So we'll see, we'll play with it. You know, I always like trying out new technology, and, you know, so this is something that our listeners, they, if they're getting into a podcasting situation, it's a resource that they might want to check out too.
Right. We did this once before. Well, since we talked about, like you said, you were in Ottawa as you were 50 episodes ago, it's funny when I look back on like where I am at the moment,
considering this is the same place.
Yeah, I'm definitely not in the same place where we started out 50 episodes, 49 episodes before. And who knew? Like, who knew this was going to happen? So here we are. We were in Toronto before. And I guess that's where we started, right? That's where I was when we started. And now we are in Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. And it's so pretty. I'm looking at beautiful golden trees. It's gorgeous. Today's been a great day. Yes, we've been recording and producing. And it's funny when you have guests who are podcasters, you know, and we ask them to come on and like relax and have a seat and sit back. Like, I don't know if I could. I mean, I've been guests, as you have too, on other people's shows, and you tend to want to run the show, but you're like, it's somebody else's show, so I'll just sit back.
Yes, you gotta loosen, you gotta tighten the grip, or loosen the grip, as it is.
Loosen the grip. Well, I'm sitting on my second floor, and I really love where I'm at today, and it's been great. And they say, ask a busy person to do something, to get something done, and it gets done. And I feel like that's really the mission for today. I got the memo not to wear a full black, so I decided to put some color on today. And I went to my favorite place. I went to Rowan's at Natural Touch. Shout out to Natural Touch Aesthetics, and did some funny things and funky things with my nails. And I managed to do that. I love this life of being able to like run out and get something done, or carve the time out, not just run. It's not like it's not supposed to happen. Carve the time out and do something for ourselves, and then, you know, come back. And at this time, we're all working from home. So at this moment, we are all home-based because of the wonderful things that are going on around us. But although this episode is going to be airing on 11/11, today is another monumental day, because if I'm not mistaken, it's the day people vote.
In the U.S., it is Election Day. And, you know, it, as it turns out, when, you know, looking at our analytics for this podcast, 86% of our listeners are in the U.S. So for those of you who voted today, my congratulations to making a choice and making a difference in your country.
And thank you for making the number 86 on our podcast as a as a listener. Wow, that's fantastic. We are really like didn't know what was going to happen when we started. Let's talk a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about our journey, if you may, as podcasters, because that was a unexpected birth.
You know what? I think we should do that on the other side.
And let's
get over
there
and do that on the other side. How's that sound?
Let's do it like that. Okay. Absolutely.
We'll see you on the other side then.
Okay.
Ciao.
Ciao. Be you, study.
Be more at ease in your communication so you too can have conversations worth having. What is Be You, Study? A private online room to rehearse impromptu speaking. Receive instant feedback and achieve quick results. And feel confident that no one is laughing unless you're telling a joke.
Plug in anytime, anywhere. Study with seasoned pros. Access your customized feedback. Then speak with ease and build amazing relationships. So Dr. Energy, we started this journey, and I want to relate it to something that I think people could really laugh about. Now, I don't know if this is a good one or not, but do you ever hear people say, like, I don't know how we got pregnant, but we did. Like, we gave birth to this podcast. It was like an unexpected pregnancy. We got caught.
In some ways.
It was part of a big picture. But exactly. And nobody told us. Absolutely no one warned us what it would be like when you give birth to a podcast. And we were fine with that. We were both okay to just go with it, because we were not about to take that as, you know, something we couldn't do. But let's talk a little bit about this journey that we decided, like, sure, let's do that. Let's let's be podcasters. Let's produce, executive produce, and do all the other work that goes along with it. Because the first day we did our first episode, so I'm on our website right now. So for those who are listening, our website is, I'm going to say, b-u.network. Hopefully I even know our website,
right.
Okay. Or I just go there automatically. If you go to our website and you click on the tab that says podcast, you'll see our very first podcast was called Listening, Connections, and Relationships. And we had seasons there. And remember when we did that and we interviewed all these amazing guests for season one?
It was, you know, the journey of you know, that first season, we decided we would talk about different emotions, and we would seek out guests that could speak to each of those different emotions. And we did a couple of the episodes with just you and I as well. And I think it's where we really learned. I mean, we had I think we hit the ground running pretty good with our with our interview skills. At least I think we did. So some of, of our listeners may agree or disagree. I don't know. But I think it's where we honed our style of interviewing more than the actual skills, maybe, and how we started to really be present to our guests and really listen to what they were saying and play off of and ask questions based on what we were hearing and being attentive to, rather than having sort of a very organic feel to these episodes rather than a scripted place.
Yes, translation. We really went with what was going on at the moment.
Went with the flow.
And we listened to our guests. That's one thing I really enjoy, is to hear what our guests have to say. Mm-hmm. And as I'm going through, we had such a great time picking these guests to talk about. You know, we picked Lori Delk to talk about gratitude and Colleen Lindbergh to talk about paranoia. And we had so many laughs with that episode. You and I spoke about boredom. And we had fun, a lot of fun voice exercises when we spoke about fear.
Right.
When we had an amazing time with Cassandra Bourne. And then Gloria Pierre, like, she was just awesome. We had her back twice. And I love that we did a face-to-face episode in in Etobicoke in Toronto with David. David Cohen. That was really fun when we did. That was our first, let's do that together, right? Mm-hmm. We did that as a live recording.
Yeah, I happened to be there in Toronto at the time for something else. I think I was visiting family or something. It might have been around Thanksgiving last year, if I'm not mistaken.
And I think you're right.
And I came to your place either on the way home, on the way back to Toronto from Waterloo, or on the way to Waterloo from Toronto. I can't remember which, but it was really good to be there, all of us in the same room. It just gave a different energy to the episodes.
It did. And I'm going to just run off the names so that we can, put some place of honor to our guest. Mia Tor, she spoke about joy.
Yes.
That was great. She had such a great background. You and I spoke about connect to be you through sadness. Mm-hmm. We handled that one. We didn't want to give that to anyone. And then we had, of course, Sufi speak about confidence.
Yes. There could not have been a better guest to speak about confidence, for sure.
Amazing. Then you and I took excitement and we decided we would talk about that one. That was really fun. We had the beautiful Giovanna Capoza
She kicked off our author's season. That's right.
And then I love that I came to Ottawa and I met Rhonda Moffitt. This was another amazing. I mean, these authors, not only did they speak, but we got their books. We read their books. We did homework.
Exactly.
We read the book. After we read it, we made sure we understood the book. And then we spoke to the authors. I mean, we got amazing gifts as well. Exactly. So let's go take a look at some of the other authors that we had. Hopefully, I'm going in the right direction.
Then we had Rodrigo share about creating magic in our life and how we can harness the energy of our focus and our energy to create the life that we want. That was we've got his book as well.
I'm looking through the pages. We have Sunday Muse. Did we have fun with Sunday and her voices? Oh my gosh. I still have her voice in my head. You have to go back and listen to that. And then we had with authors Ray Pons. Oh, such a dear friend. That was so much fun. We decided as podcasters we were going to have special bonus episodes, so to speak. And then we started with our first bonus episode with our dear friends Bob and Betty Ann Golden. That was so much fun. I had just spent some time with them, and I think I had just spent some time with them in Scottsdale, Arizona, which would have made it last year in January, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds about right.
Then right after that, and I met Donna there in Scottsdale. You just never know, right? I meet Donna in Scottsdale at a bar. You have to listen to that episode. We picked each other. Now, that sounds terrible. It was breakfast, but it was at a bar in Scottsdale, Arizona.
It's a more fun story when you say we met in a bar.
We
for
met
breakfast,
at a bar.
You know, the mind can wander. Yes, we were there all night. No, we weren't. You know, like, yes.
And then I asked her asked her to be on the podcast, and she showed up. You know, that was so cool. And then you and I decided to take another episode. Miriam Laundry, my Rotarian friend, and she was my neighbor when we lived in St. Catharines. She's amazing. She does such great work. Of course, we had our eye and our heart set on speaking to Jordan Adler, and he did Kit on our podcast, and that was so cool for us.
Interesting note is that episode with Jordan is actually our most listened to episode as well. There's so much. There are so many nuggets of wisdom and information in there that he shares. I think that, and I think that that's a big reason why it's our most listened to episode.
Love that. Shout out to Jordan Adler. And then we had, with authors continuing, because I'm flipping through our pages. I don't want our audience to think I have such a great memory. I'm actually looking at our website, going from page to page.
We're cheating a little bit,
Well, I don't want to miss anybody. Yeah. So, you know, so Jacob Eapen, that was another fantastic with the sound. Well, there was some great sound on that.
And he's got a great tool there called Diffusion for helping you diffuse those emotions and experiences of life that tend to overwhelm us a little bit. And you can set an intent and listen to this diffusion soundtrack is the best way I can describe it. And it just helps bring to the surface some of that emotion and diffuse it out, and you feel a lot better afterwards. And the links for all that is on the show notes there. It's a great tool. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, to our audience, what I thought we'd do, so we're going to listen to us talk about our guest and mention our guest's names, and then we're going to talk a little bit about what the fun and the bloopers of being a podcaster and what happened to us. So I feel like what's the name?
There's been no bloopers. We're perfect.
Oh, we are perfect. I feel like Miss Louise on Romper Room. And then there we are, speaking of times of change, and there's James Muir. Oh, my goodness. Yes. I met James Muir at the Send All Cards convention, and you know, locked my eyes on. I really wish that hope, and I stopped wishing and hoping and asked James Muir, and he became a guest on our podcast. There's no wishing and hoping. Don't wish and hope. Just go out and do. That's it. And we have such an amazing, amazing episode with him and a great relationship that we built. That was that was fun. Let me go down to
Before you move on, I've got two quick stories. About one goes back to Romper Room and one goes with James. So the Romper Room story, I was actually at a colleague's healing day. This is going back probably about 15 years ago now. And we actually had one of the participants at the day was the original Canadian host of it wasn't the Romper Room, it was Romper Room? Is Romper Room the one with Pokeroo the
No, that's the wrong thing. Yeah, I think you have the wrong thing, but that's okay.
Oh, anyways, she was the original, and that's the one with the mirror, right? I see Betty and Johnny. That's Romper Room?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Miss Louise. She was the host of Romper Room in Canada. She was actually at this day, and she actually had the mirror with her and held it up and looked through it and named and did that whole bit of I see and went by everybody's name in the room, and it was just brought back so many memories of, you know, as being a kid and really, really connecting with that. So it was really cool.
We're showing our age to our...
I know. Well, we did talk about the big 5-0, right? So
that's right. And for some of us, we've already done that. Been there, done that. Okay. And then we had...
And then there's the story with James.
Another story, yes.
So I just recently, with my Toastmasters here in Ottawa in District 61, I actually am the chair of the club coach program. So we assign coaches to clubs who are struggling a little bit. And I just did a webinar with taking James's perfect close technique and applying it to the club coach scenario. So how you can use the perfect close technique just in everyday conversation with those around you or in a coaching situation or a clinical situation. It's just got so many applications in our life, in our relationships, and it's a wonderful, wonderful way to communicate with people.
Oh my God, you said wonderful, and I thought of Lawrence Welk.
We've got a wonderful show tonight.
And then we did something really fun. You came back to Toronto, and we had our very first virtual birthday party. So we had planned a really big birthday. We invited all of our podcast guests, and then we invited some other sort of like a VIP lists. Right. And we were having that at our home in Toronto. We were going to have, we were planning the food and what was going to happen. And then
the world turned upside down.
So we had our very first virtual birthday party, which was amazing. That was so much fun. I feel like we did some really good optics for that too, with hats and birthdays. I love the way we did that.
We had a lot of fun with that. Yeah,
we did. And who knew that we were going to be, well, we should do that again, like for the next birthday party. We'll keep it virtual, right? That way everybody can attend from all over the world. We won't miss anyone because we have guests that live out in the West Coast as well. Exactly. Then we had amazing guests because at that time I was going, because the studio was open 6 days, 7 days a week to my yoga studio. Yes. So Don was a great, great guest, and he had a cause, the day of pause. So I won't go into all of that because there's so much to say to go through 50 people. And then Shima Hassanlu from the West Coast, Crimson and Cognac. You got to listen to that episode because you've got to get West Coast.
She inspired us a little bit to take on something else as well. So that was good. And that is actually our second most listened to episode.
Oh, is it? Shima, go Shima. Okay, Jordan and Shima. That's top two. Then we had a really great, great episode with Juliet Dapko. And we learned a lot. We had a lot in common with her too. Yes. Like we really, really connected with her. Oh, then there's my favorite guy, Dimitri. Guy beats tree. My butt. Yeah, Dimitri Tree, exactly. So he's my personal trainer. And he can read minds, I'm telling you. Man of few words. He knows what to say and what to do. He knows how to get you there.
And if I'm not mistaken, didn't he just recently inspire you again this week?
Yes, with these words. Where is the equipment located? 5 words. Where is the equipment located?
I counted. It's 5 words.
And that got me right back into the home gym. Then we have Magic Melissa. This is ongoing. Go to Instagram, go to IG and follow her. And then we had to have Gloria back because we said we would, and we did. And we just took another subject because obviously the first season we did emotions and Gloria was our guest. And then when we had authors, we knew that we wanted Gloria back.
Right, because she's written a couple books.
Exactly. Then we moved on to another season of coaches and educators. And we interviewed a very nice mix of people, meaning everyone wasn't a coach and everyone, like there was a mix of what they did, right?
Did different things,
Right. So we thought we'd mix that season up with those powerful people as a group. And Shaista Ali, she gave us a really good talk on happiness.
Just choosing.
Exactly. It is a choice. And I was just a few minutes ago on a video conference with beautiful Melissa Calway. So excited. We were together in Scottsdale, Arizona at the Send Out Cards Leadership Retreat. And that retreat just ended up giving us such deeper connection. It was great. Sure. I think three or four guests came on as five
guests. Jordan and Bob and Betty Ann.
Right? That's five. Yep. So that was really a great trip. Not to mention that, well, Lori was already on our guest list, but she was on before we went to Scottsdale, Arizona. Right. And then Kim Rossi, my dear friend and our friend, she came on, and that was...
What a powerhouse.
Right? And we talked about mental health. I feel like I skipped a page. Anyway, let me just go through here. I really feel like missed...
We've got everybody. Yeah. I think we missed. Okay. We might have missed two people. I think we missed Rebecca.
Oh, I have another page. I still have another page. No, I'm there yet.
So it's way at the beginning. It was Rebecca, and it was. So if you want to talk House about House of Rebecca, Neighbors, playlist,
yeah. So let me go through this page, and then we'll go see what page I missed. So we have Connor, Suji. We had a great podcast with Suji. I think Suji's going to be one day doing his own podcast. That's something that he is aspiring to do. So that was great. That was the very first time he was ever on a podcast. So that was really monumental for both of us.
Yeah, he's been through some big changes in the year too, hasn't he?
Oh, he's doing amazing things. And then Brandon Fong, he was on our show as well. It's Coco. Oh, Miss Coco. What a personality. What a great voice. Yes. Bruce Mayhew. We had fun with Bruce. Neera Lal. Am mm-hmm. I saying that properly? Yep. Lal. Oh, and then because I love what happens at my yoga studio, Jamie and Katie Hamilton. So Jamie, J Love, she is an amazing woman that deals, I don't even want to say all the things she does. Just go listen to that episode and learn from that episode. And my dear friend, Gary Hibbert, that was really good. You want to know about real estate tips and tricks?
Yeah. Investing, for sure.
And this is funny. So this guest came to us as a result. So Marion Grob Finkelstein. Marion commented on LinkedIn on Kim's episode. That's and from right. there, we got connected and we started talking. And Marion lives minutes from us in the Niagara region and came on as a guest. And we had fun learning some techniques.
It's incredible how those connections get made, right? I mean, here we are just posting our episodes and people comment after they listen to it. And as it, like you say, as it turns out, she lives like basically around the corner from you.
Around the corner. And then she taught us about the things we have in common. Oh, and here's another guest, as probably because of our relationship, but I was with her again in Arizona, Callie T. Garden. So Callie was an amazing guest. And then you were a guest on her podcast.
That's correct.
As well. So that really spun off. Then I had a really fun connection. This was actually through LinkedIn. Eli Marcus, the mayor of Times Square. I mean, that since we had that episode, Eli has relaunched his own podcast for the second time. And he has been coined and a marked man as the mayor of Times Square, yes. And he cannot get out of that. There's no way he's getting out of that. So we've been having a lot of fun listening, and you have to hear his voice because he's got a great voice for radio and TV. I don't want to omit that, of course, but a great voice for radio. Yes, I see the page that I missed. So I went back to the page here. So after I spoke about Giovanna, I just flipped over to it. And then we spoke about Rhonda Moffatt. Mm-hmm. I skipped over Rodrigo Diaz, which you talked about. Yep. So talk about Rodrigo. Right, that's exactly. Hand in hand. Oh, Dr. Mary Grogan.
Yes.
Mary is a Rotarian and a friend and a good friend. And this woman has the depth and understanding and clarity of subjects I can't even go into right now. Yeah. You just have to listen to her and read her book. And then there's Team Unbreakable. And then there's Nils, of course. And that's where I realized you talked about Rebecca. Right. So I knew they were in the same sort of episode, in the same time frame.
Yeah, that episode with Nils and Team Unbreakable and what they're doing in the schools and in the community is just, it's incredible. It's something that's sorely needed in our communities. And I give them awesome props for taking that on.
Yes. And we timed that just right too. And that was another Rotary connection. Mm-hmm. And then Rebecca Cuevas. Let me pronounce her name properly. Rebecca Cuevas.
Yes.
Oh, I just heard a horn beep. That's live.
That's okay. That's live radio. That's live recording. We could either edit it out or we'll just leave it in. Now that we've talked about it, I guess we'll leave it in.
Leave it in. And I love that Rebecca, again, when we talked to our authors, Rebecca had two books. And she sent us two amazing books. And that was just so much fun. I turned in my study here in my bridge room. I look at all of the wonderful things that our guests gave us. And it really means so much to me. So I wanted to announce, and then I'm only talking about right now the guests that are on our website. I'm not honoring the guests who we have not yet published. So one would be Ben Baker.
Well, if you give me a second, I can actually pull it up and we can talk about it a little.
Let's just add the names of who, I think actually Ben is the next one. And that would make 49, and
that
then
is,
we're
that is
we're
correct.
50.
Ben is the one. He will have been, by the time we publish this, he will have been published last week.
Okay, so that's Ben Baker, number 49 in terms of episodes, and here we are at 50. And the reason why I wanted to name all of our children, because we gave birth to this episode, is so that we could be parents who understand who our children are and their names and where they live and know their birthdays and send them cards. But aside from that,
do you want me to name them?
Name all the other ones
that we haven't yet published?
Let's not name those yet. Let's not let the cat out of the bag.
Okay.
Let's, because that might be,
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Let's keep them a surprise because we've got a couple coming up that are going to mm-hmm. be really, really good. So
right. I want them to name all the ones that we've already, like, will be published up to 50. So those are our 50 up until now. And then obviously we're going to keep going. Oh, but one of the things I wanted to talk about are, what was one of the bloopers, the funniest things that happened from 1 to 50? Or, you know, I mean, we can pick a few, but
oh my god,
tell me, what really blew your mind?
Well, there's one, I guess it's past 50 because it's one that we recorded earlier today, and you'll have to listen later on for that episode, where there's the hint of a story of a secret of a naked woman on the side of a hill.
And okay, that's cool.
That was just, that made me laugh, especially, you know, having given the conversation we had prior to our recording that episode today. So,
okay, so that'll keep the listeners listening. Let's go to 0 to 50 and let's see can pull up a blooper so we can actually. So let me tell you why I'm asking you this, so that way I can put it into context. Number one, because we have a lot of funny moments, and number two, we can get, you know, give some recognition and get the audience to go to that episode and go and listen to it, because as podcasters, what do we want? We want listeners.
Let's
see. Yep. Right. So okay, let's see if you can pull one up.
One of the episodes that stands out in my mind is when we were speaking with Dimitri, and we started talking about music and Bob Marley, and he
is this a blooper? We're going
it's
to
not so much
now,
of a
right?
It's not so much of a blooper as just
as a
memory of an episode that stands out in my mind. And that's kind of where we nicknamed him Tree as well, because we were joking about nicknames and everything. So that really stood out in my mind. I can't think of a blooper off the top of my head at the moment.
If you've got one,
yeah, let's hear it.
Oh yeah. And when I tell it to you, you're gonna kick yourself about it. So I picked blooper because no one would know this, and I just thought, okay, we only had to do this once, where we had to re-record. And so a blooper was when we recorded and we had to re-record Shiasta's episode.
Yes.
So go and listen to Shiasta. The episode is great, but we had to go and re-record it. So that's why I picked the word blooper. But let's go with what you just said. So what memorable episode was Dimitri? So let me ask you another question, because I'm using my steel clad memory to go over and think about things. Let's talk about, which episode did you laugh the most on or at?
Ooh, my God. Gosh. The episode that we did with Bob and Betty Ann Golden was a lot of fun. We had some good laughs there, and there was a few reminiscences of conventions and that sort of thing. Where else did we laugh? With J Love and Katie, we had some really good laughs there as well.
Are you going to kick yourself when I say this and you didn't think of this one first?
With Sunday.
Yes.
We had some really good laughs there.
Exactly.
Especially when she got into some of the cartoon voices that some of our listeners might be familiar with if they go and listen to some of the cartoons where she's done some voices. That would be a lot of fun.
And that's the first one I thought you were going to go to, because the voices that she did was amazing, amazing. All right, so
remember the character's name in the one show that she did, The Princess?
Tell me, what's the name?
Do you remember it? I'm trying to remember
it.
It was Princess Penelope.
Oh gosh, really? I don't know. Tell me, which episode, not based on the guest, this is not about the guest, but which episode was the most difficult to record?
Which was the most difficult to, I think the one that came out last week with Ben.
Yes.
Ben Baker, because we had some, when we first initially went to record it, the day that we recorded it, right as we got online to record, the City of Ottawa road crew pulled up literally right underneath my window of my apartment and started jackhammering up the road to make some repairs, sewer repairs or something. So we actually had to, we tried to see if we could get rid of the sound, but it didn't work. And we ended up having to re-record later that day when it was quieter. So that would be the biggest challenge.
And Ben was so gracious with that, considering he's on a different time zone. So he's in
3 hour time difference.
Pacific. Yep. No, yeah. He's on
Pacific.
Did I say Pacific time? Yeah, yep. So he got up early to do all that. So that was fun. I wanted to highlight some of the things that happened. Mm-hmm. So as a podcaster, as a producer, as an editor, as an interviewer, as the person, the concept coordinator, all the things that go into organizing something. When you listen to the podcast, you know, you might say, oh, that I really relate to that person, or that topic was really great. But each episode takes a lot of commitment. Mm. Each episode and a lot of commitment takes commitment. And the reason why I say that is we want to make sure that our guest is relaxed and happy. We want to make sure that our guest feels and logically understands what we're going to do. And we're not scripted. So we don't say these are the set, nothing against other podcasters that do this, but we don't say here are the seven questions and give me your answers and we're going to cut. We don't do that. We have a technique. I'm not saying that we're not going to give it away, but listen to a couple of podcasts and see how you feel about it. So we have a technique about interviewing, right? And we do.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, finish up.
And we do the BU moment, which is, you'll hear that when you listen to an episode. If this is the first episode, you're hearing, so the BU moment, and then we have our commercial or advertising spots, and if you have any questions about advertising, just give us a shout out.
Exactly.
We'll tell you all about it. Then we go into our interview, and then we go into the BU final moment, and there's another spot, of course, where we talk about our BU courses and BU trainings, and when you get to our website, we don't really tell you to go. We do tell you to go there. That's not true in our commercial. You can go to our resource page. And what you may not know, and I just recently introduced this to people today, we have recipes. And we have, you know, the BU event recipe page. So we'd love you to go around and check things out.
Poke around,
poke around. But what we really want as podcasters are listeners and reviews. You were going to say something before.
Yeah, you were talking about our interviewing technique and how we do the show, and really our technique is sort of spawned or was given birth to is conversations worth having. Mm-hmm. And it's just simply having, you know, like you mentioned, having those conversations and not having the script ahead of time.
Well, I'll give a little bit of the strategy here, because somebody who's looking to do a podcast, you know, you might want to ask us, and you can develop as a podcaster, develop your own. But we have information that our guests give to us because it's protocol. Your name and your picture, we need to put a picture up, and the links, social media links, and if you're selling anything, and so we know what that is. And bio, and if you're selling something else from the time you record to the time that we actually produce. But when we look at the bio, this is the basis of how we lead the podcast. So what I mean by that is we don't go and find out all the things about you that you don't want us to. We do our due diligence through social media, and we call all the people that we know who know something about you. We do that just like any other good podcaster.
Private investigator, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, we're PIs. We do that, but we use the information that you give us so that we can stick to the topics that you're comfortable with, but we're not scripting. So if you tell us about your travels, we'll ask you about your travels. We won't make this a 45-minute commercial about what the guest is selling, because it's not a commercial. It's an interview.
Exactly. The way I like to think of it is that when we have the bio and the information that our guests give us, it's really just the starting point. It's the jumping off point for the first maybe one or two questions in an episode. And then the questions are formed by what our guests share from there.
And all the dirt we find out about them. Oh, sorry.
All the secrets, the secret photos and videos and that they don't want put out there. Yeah, exactly.
All the work that we have to do prior to them recording, so we see what they did in the last 24 hours.
Our private investigator bills, you would you would choke on how big our private investigator bills are. No, I'm just kidding.
And then too, yeah, that's funny. Many a true word is said in jest. And then some of the people that are looking to do their own podcast, you might have, you know, and if you are somebody who mm-hmm. can work in this field, then please get in touch with us so we can talk to you. But we chose to do DIY. Yeah. Do it yourself. We chose to do this as a learning curve. Exactly. We wanted to be true to our Sicilian nature, and we wanted to understand where and when and how and why something can be done or cannot be done, and what do we do to make it better, and how do we blunder it? Like, wow, if we do that, that's not going to come out cool. Right. So we needed to know that because we did this as a fun aspect of our business for BU Network. It wasn't to come in here and capture a million people and go out and sell them something. But now that I've said it, we can take that as year two's mission.
There we go.
Year one was to have fun. And we do. We have a whole lot of fun. And we did birth a bunch of few. What was that? We birthed a few things.
Yes, we have bananas.
We birthed a few projects that we offered, and now we're selling our online course, and we have training, and our menu, as I would call it, our reservation calendar, that grew tremendously since our first podcast, all the things that people don't know that they can hire us for.
Exactly. So let's talk about that a little bit, just some of the quote-unquote growing pains that we went through from the beginning of the podcast. So we started out, you know, basically we had resurrected the BU Network business about a year prior to the podcast launching, and we just decided one day that we need to do a podcast, or let's do a podcast. And so we started. Now I already had my USB microphone, so because I had purchased it previously for something, a similar project, and we had used it in other places. You didn't have one, and you're using a headset microphone, right? So
that's right. And do you remember the day? So I was doing Gratitude Girls, right, for like seven, eight years.
With just a headset microphone.
With a headset. And that day we were recording BU and Gratitude Girls, and my headset broke.
Right.
And I was in between recording both and said, I can't, what am I going to do? I mean, I'm broadcasting and I don't have equipment. And I ran out to the store and I bought the mic that you have, the Blue Yeti.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it just, you know, if you're thinking about starting a podcast, don't worry about getting a mic. I mean, you can spend 30 or 40 bucks, literally, or 50 bucks Canadian, or $30 or $40 US, and get a decent USB mic, and you're going to sound better than you do using a headset. That's just the way it is. You'll sound better than the microphone that comes with your webcam or built into your laptop or computer. But if that's all that you have to get started, start with that.
Right, and if you're a seasoned podcaster and you have some other approach to this, then go by all means, go right ahead. But
You could spend literally $2,000 or $3,000 just on a microphone, never mind all the equipment you need to get it hooked up to your computer.
And if you like to have fun with it like we did, I waited till it was necessary. I forgot to mention I went out and bought like a $250 Bluetooth headset on top of it. So that was like a $500 day, but it didn't matter. What happens is when you're having fun with something.
Right.
And you like to go with it. And if you'll listen to podcast one and then podcast 21 and podcast 41, you'll hear different sounds. So you'll hear that one platform was Zoom. Most of the time it was Zoom, but we did use this platform one or two other times, if I'm not mistaken.
We used this one, CleanFeed, once or twice. And I think we used Zencaster once or twice.
Yes, we did. We did. And you'll hear our voices will change and you will hear different things and what we did and tips and tricks that we learned. So as beginners, because we were novices, and maybe after 50 episodes, I guess we're still novices, but you know, if you haven't done 50 episodes and you haven't gone through what we've gone through up to this point.
I would say we've gone from novice to late beginner, early intermediate, I think.
Okay. Because we're not beginners anymore because we already sort of, you know, we see the writing on the wall, so we can We know what's going to happen. aside from just having experience in business and life. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that you know, one of the biggest jumps that we made in our experience as we went along was the editing, I think, of the podcast. Right. I mean, we were editing every episode and putting and dropping in, you know, opening music and
sound effects
and all of that kind of stuff and commercials. And then until I realized, I don't know why we didn't think of it before, that we could just create a template with some of the stuff that doesn't change from episode to episode and then just plug in everything else. And that made a huge difference in the how long it took us to edit and produce episodes. It really sped up the process.
Remember, I came to Ottawa. Mm-hmm. We rented a hotel room. That's not what it sounds like. Dave, let me start all over. David and I came to Ottawa. Yes. We stayed in Ottawa overnight. Yes. Oh God.
It wasn't you and I renting a hotel room together.
Right. And then we went to your house and then we recorded and we scripted and we recorded and we did our commercial mm-hmm. and we did our That's advertising right. and we got all that done so that we no longer had to do it the long way. But
right.
we were happy doing that. It was fun. And then we realized, wait a minute, this is taking a lot of time. There's got to be another way. So right. that was a big learning curve. I love that. I love that you brought that up
yeah.
because obviously not everybody knows that. And we didn't ask anybody. We also didn't say, hey, how do you do? We wanted to learn. That was truly our
raison d'etre. We did a little bit of research on the internet, you know, seeing how things were done and what are some of the various softwares that you can use. And, you know, because we're doing this mostly on free, not mostly, I think completely on free software. So it's possible to put out a quality program using free software.
Right. Well, we also wanted to see what that would be like because our clientele
right.
might be very seasoned and they could be a guest on our podcast and that's great. But the entrepreneurs who wanted to start or do want to start something, we said, hey, let's do it. Let's see what it's like, and then let's be able to have that as an experience.
Exactly.
And I love that. I mean, we met some great people, and we know some amazing people that can actually go and do the editing for us, and
right.
this industry has a lot of talent, and
exactly.
we can have voiceover, and we can do all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe one day you and I will loosen the grip. I don't know if we will, but it's not likely that we will.
I think if we decide that we want to scale this to a million people, we might need to loosen the grip a little bit and have some help doing that. So
then there is hope that we will, you know,
yeah.
hope that we will free your time up a little bit. But
right.
in the meantime, we definitely like this connection.
Exactly. You know, it doesn't. I think that one of the biggest things through this whole process of a year plus doing 50 episodes published now and several more and ready to go, is that now that we have the experience of recording and editing and producing and publishing the podcast, when we go to work with a professional, we know what we want it to sound like. We know what changes could be made to make it even better and what changes we don't want to make because
right.
we have the experience of doing it. So we're doing it from a place of I guess you could call it wisdom now, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just knowledge or information, theoretical. It's actual practical knowledge, which is essentially wisdom because we've learned a lot of lessons doing this.
And one of the things that I really like about how we do this, we see an opportunity and we don't jump on it like two elephants. For example, there are advertising spaces in mm-hmm. our podcast.
Yep.
And we have very specifically spoken to, I think, only one person about that. I won't name them.
Yeah.
About that, because we wanted to give that person the opportunity to be the first one to have advertising space, which would mean that it would bump our commercial off
mm-hmm.
and put them on.
Exactly.
And what I love about what we did is we found creative ways for someone to have one advertising spot or an entire episode or as they wish. And I love how we put that together specifically for that person. And then
yep.
when we're ready, we'll release it to perhaps, you know, another another level of, yeah. Right, another audience, a wider, I was going to say, level of audience, and see how that goes, because we are so to the cuff, right? We want to make sure that we do something for someone where it gives them value as well. It's not just about take the advertising spot, and we want that connection, and we opened that up. I'm going to reach back out to that person. Mm-hmm. We opened that up to them because we felt that we had so much in common with them about that very subject.
Exactly. And I think that too, the reason we've done it this way is, one, you know, it's relationship based, right? And yes. This has been one of the big things with the podcast is the building of existing relationships and making new relationships with new friends and business partners. And I think that one of the reasons that we're reaching out in this more personal way as far as the advertising goes is because, let's face it, you and I are both probably perfectionists to some degree. That's a very polite, diplomatic way of saying it about ourselves. But we want to produce quality, right? We don't want to take just any advertising. We don't want to, it's got to be good. It's got to be relevant, and how's that for good English? Like, eh? Gotta.
Gotta from a Toastmaster.
I gotta be better than that. I'm a Toastmaster.
You're still Italian, Sicilian.
Yes, I know. So, we want to have quality and relevant advertising on our show, and that's why that's one of the reasons that we do it the way we're doing it.
Right. And let's talk about, and I love that about us, really. And let's talk about the working in your business and working on your business. So if you are hiring out everything,
right,
mazel tov. And if you're not, you still need to have systems in place.
Yes.
So that you know who's up next and who's on first and who's on second and who hit the home run.
Who's on first? What's on second?
Who's on? Okay, exactly. Right. There you go. You have to keep track of it. Otherwise, you lose it completely. And I love that we do this and we perfect it. And we don't just find something. We find people. Mm-hmm. Or people find us, and we talk to people, and we go on personal recommendation when we put something new into our life. So it's like saying, you know, I want to gain muscle. Don't call me and tell me what protein powder to take. But we are open for people to tell us what they've got. Like, contact us if you're listening to this, and you want to tell us about a system that you have, or you edit, or you do voiceover, or there's something that you believe would be amazing, or you have a question, why don't you have video? Here's another thing I want to ask you. The most common question, two common questions that we get in our business. I'm sure you and I don't even have to script this. So what are the two most common questions we get in our business?
Can I be a guest? That would be one of them.
that makes three.
Three?
Yeah.
Okay. What are the other two that you're going for?
What does BU stand for?
Oh, right. See, it's so second nature to me. I don't even think of that. Yeah, you're right. That is one of the most common questions we get.
And the next one on a podcast that's audio only.
Yes.
Why don't you have video?
Are we going to be on camera? Right.
Right. So have you listened to a podcast? So we ask our guests to do that. But the question is, why don't you have video? And then we explain that this is audio only.
Right.
That's the type of podcast that we chose to have.
Exactly. And if you really want to, you know, maximize your, what do they call it in industry parlance, your assets, we could video record the podcast and use the video as a secondary source of leads and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, we may do that. We may not. It's, you know, we've talked about that a little bit.
Right. But we could hop to our YouTube channel too. But for the podcast itself, we chose to do this for this moment. And then anything visual, I know that we have things in the workings.
And there's a challenge with being on video and visual. You know, you want to look good. You might make sure the lighting is good, all of that. So if we want to have the production quality for video similar to what we do for audio, there's a few things that we need to do. We might even have to, you know, be sending cameras and microphones to guests, you know.
Exactly.
I know of somebody who actually does that. When they have people on their show, he will actually send them a microphone and or a camera because he wants the best production that he can get.
And that's awesome. And the other thing that I want to mention to our guests is there is no cost. There are no costs to be a guest. And we do the marketing and the show notes and the links, and we do that type of marketing for our guests. I was talking to someone else the other day, and they have a different type of show, and they give 60 days of marketing. And I was thinking, well, how many days of marketing do we give? So when you're a guest on our podcast, the week before your episode gets launched in our newsletter, please go and sign up to b-u.network and click on the button that says, what does that button say, Joe? It says to receive our 7 hot tips. Or you can go to scroll down to the bottom and join our podcast, meets our guests, and put your email in there. But we have 7 hot tips. So what I learned from that other podcaster or broadcaster is they give 60 days. So we will notify our list if you've signed up on that list that you're going to be a guest. Then we will announce you when you are on our when you are being released, pardon me, when this episode will be released, it's live, we'll leave all this in. And then the week after we announce who's coming up, who's being released, and then who was released the previous week. So that's 3 weeks. And then we hit all of our social media. So we do have a Facebook page. You can go to the bottom of our page on our website, b-u.network, and you can see an icon for Facebook. You can go onto that page. We're actually currently looking for, I think it's 4 more people to hit a new milestone there. We have Instagram account.
Right.
And then we LinkedIn. It says IN. I guess that means LinkedIn, right?
LinkedIn.
I'm like, take a look on the bottom of our page. Go all the way down, and there's an L with a dot above it, I guess.
Yeah, it's IN.
Yeah, IN. Right. Okay, so that's LinkedIn.
Yep.
Right. Okay. Cool. So I'm just looking at that myself. So you know, I can imagine. So this is our website, and I'm just noticing that it's an IN for LinkedIn. I see it, and I just think it says like LIN or something. Your mind tells you things. It plays tricks on you. And then the other big currency for us and for anyone that does has a podcast is to go and subscribe. How you subscribe? So one is you subscribe to the list, so that way you can receive our news, and the other is to go and subscribe on Apple or Google or Spotify, Android,
whatever podcast platform, Pocket Cast and whatever, Spotify, all of those.
Right. We have these buttons on at the bottom of our page, and then I like that we have this little button. Look at this, Dr. Energy. On the bottom, it says email. I don't even know this. Underneath Blurberry, I guess it's, what's Blurberry? Underneath that, there's an icon that says by email, and you click on that and you enter your email. Does that mean that you subscribe to our 7 hot tips? Let me know what that's all about. I'm really curious. I'm just learning about our website right now.
Every time that we publish a new episode, you will get an email stating that a new episode has been published, and it'll put the link in there to go and listen to it.
And it bypasses our 7 hot tips?
Yep.
Okay, so then, but don't do that.
No, you'll miss out on lots of information if you do that.
Don't miss out on that. So this is what happens when you are running a podcast. Think about how do you want to speak to your guest, and then what about the recurring listeners? Yeah. So in order to have added value, that's a really big deal. We don't want to just give you a podcast. We want to give you a podcast plus. Yeah. So this is where our 7 hot tips go in. In addition to you giving us a review, which is great. We love that. But we need to earn that review.
Right.
Asking for it doesn't mean we're going to get it. We need to earn that.
Exactly. So
that's hard to do, right? That's hard to get these reviews.
It can be a challenge. You know, people sometimes, not everybody listens on Apple, although I think that's where a large chunk of our listeners are listening.
Okay.
So, but you know, it's sometimes the interfaces are not the most intuitive. And sometimes we think, oh, I'll go and do it later, and then we forget to do it. I've done that many times myself with podcasts I listen to. I subscribe to something like 15 or 20 different podcasts. So and you just forget sometimes. Now, before we get to our BU final moment for today, I'd like to circle back to the most commonly asked questions about BU Network podcast. And why don't you tell us, what does BU stand for? What does it mean?
Okay, well, I'll go with the very simple version.
Right.
Before we opened this company, I was creating custom brandings for the back of the cards. And I had found these colorful hearts. And I wrote capital B, small e, capital Y, small O-U, love, Rara. And it was very clear to me that that card was saying, be you, I love you, love, Rara. And when we were opening, and that was before we started our company.
Right.
And when we were talking about empowering others, empowering greatness in other people, putting the spotlight, as Sufi would say, on them, our message was to be yourself, be you, be unique, be anything that you want, but be you, because that's who you are. So the letters B and U are actually two words. If you close your eyes and say be you, I see it as B-E-Y-O-U. That's how I see it. That's how I hear it. But somehow when people look at B dot, U dot, they want to know, what does it mean?
Of course.
It has some other meaning to them. So for me, it means be you. We love you just as you are and shine.
I could not say it any better myself. Mm-hmm. That is a very lyrical, poetic, and touching way to describe what BU Network is all about.
Thank you. Thank you for asking.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to turn the tables on you today a little bit.
Oh, okay. And I'm scared. Don't scare me.
I'm not. It's not Halloween scary. It's
okay.
Just we're going to go and do our BU final moment now. And rather than you asking me first, I'm going to turn the tables and ask you first today. What is your BU final moment? And if you want, you can explain what the BU final moment is.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, sure. I'll explain it. So we do things in the moment. Conversations worth having would be our tagline. So what is coming up for us in this moment? What do we feel? What did we learn? It's not necessarily a recap of what we just said, but what emotion is coming up? So we'll go with the I in the DISC program, or you know, we can talk about Colby. We can talk about We can talk about what's coming up for us, and it hits us when the question comes. Even if I were to think about this throughout the whole show, which I don't, it pops up when you ask the question. And what might be you final moment, final meaning, this is how we wrap up the show. So that's sort of like that clue for our guests that this is the wrap up. Mm-hmm. When we were talking about all the guests and we were reading off the names and saying, you know, who they were and talking about some of those episodes, I was filled with emotion. My be you final moment is all these people said yes to us. And they had no clue what the outcome would be because we hadn't had very many episodes. And they said yes. And by them saying yes, it instilled faith and belief for us, for me and you, to ask someone else. Why wouldn't you say yes? That person just said yes. Exactly. Why would you say no? What would be the problem? And it really filled me with emotion that to date, 49 people have said yes, 50 people. Maybe we did some of those episodes. So,
it's
but we know
to 60,
we have.
But yeah.
Right. Yes. We have 60 people who have said yes to us already. And being married, as many times as I'm married, I really like to hear the word yes. So it really resonates with me.
What about I do?
Exactly. Music to my ears. And my favorite song is Here Comes the Bride. So thank you for asking. And let me ask you, Dr. Energy, what is your BU final moment tonight?
When you mentioned about the emotion just now in your BU final moment, the first thing that came that I felt was gratitude. Gratitude for all the guests that have been on the show that have said yes to us. I don't think we've had too many no's, if any, if I'm not mistaken. And so that gratitude for the trust that our guests place in us to lead them through the episode, to make them sound great, and gratitude to all of our listeners who keep tuning in and coming back for more. You know, sometimes when we're doing a podcast, because it's not live, we don't have an audience giving us feedback in the moment, it can sometimes feel like you're speaking into a void. And so when we see the statistics, the analytics that people are listening and downloading and there are some, and giving us reviews, that is just, it confirms or affirms is probably a better word, that we are helping people find their greatness and having conversations that they find worth having. And that is all we could ask for, is to be of service to you.
Yes, thank you. We are definitely giving our best, and our guests are entrusting us with their reputations, because they don't get to hear the episodes before we publish it. They truly put their trust in us. And they know, I guess they know us. These are people that, some of them actually didn't know us. They came on our show because we met LinkedIn, and somehow there was that connection, and there is still that connection. So if you're thinking about going and doing this as a business, like Dr. Energy says, build the relationship and be you, be authentic to who you are, because you can't fool people. People know. Exactly. There are smart people around us.
Exactly.
And I'll share one more thing that we do about our podcast that's sort of fun. Before each episode, well, before we publish it, we go in and we find 5, 10, 15 seconds tops, something that we said organically, and we pull that out and we put that in the beginning of our episode, right? So we don't know what that's going to be, but listen to that. It may be something that you just glance, you know, you hear it and you just don't pay too much attention to it. But we spend a lot of time pulling out that sound bite, if that makes sense, and pulling it out. Is a sound bite, would that be the right thing to call it?
Yep.
Right. And we go through a lot of trouble to pull the right thing out so that we give you an emotion. We evoke, hopefully, a positive emotion in you. So we start with right away, we want to do something positive. And that does happen organically. And sometimes when we're going through it, it's hard to choose. But there are other times that it's clearly the moment.
Just to add on to that a little bit, I have as much fun as we have when we're speaking with our guests, I have probably the same amount of fun, maybe even a little bit more, when we go back and edit the episode and I get to re-listen to it. And then I get to send it to you to pick out that 15 to 20 second opening clip soundbite, and I never know what's going to be coming back to me, and I'm never disappointed with what comes back for me to add to the opening of the episode. So
thank you. And to our guests, sometimes that process, that little 10 or 15 second soundbite, I might listen to the episode 3 times. It might take me 3 hours. I might know in the first 10 seconds when I hear it, but I will listen to the episode at least once, and more than likely twice. And there are some episodes I've listened to 3 times, and you might say, "What, you have nothing to do?" I listen to that, right? Like, we really go through it with a fine-tooth comb, and that's because I love doing it.
Yeah. It's not work, right? It's passion.
No.
And we love doing it, and it's part of giving the quality, the best that we have to you. So,
and we have such a good time knowing that when you send me the episode, just to say this, when you have a partner, if you choose to have a partner in business, if you and your partner don't make each other laugh, then, you know, come and talk to us, because we're going to have to tell you, like, when I get your messages and say, you know, do your magic and do this, and then I'll send you back something and I'll ask you a question, or, you know, or I heard something and I only heard it and you don't, and you're like, that doesn't exist. But we make each other laugh throughout the process, and that's so important. And hopefully that comes through in the finished product.
Yes, I think it does. I hope it does anyways.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you for all that you do. And to our listeners, this is our 50th. So this is a big deal. When you do something and you hit the 50 mark, wait till you hit the 100 mark. Okay. So we produce one a week. So it takes about a year to get to 50 because, I mean, some episodes, that's not true, because some weeks actually we had 2 episodes that came out. So
We do take vacations.
Yes. So it's about one a week, but we do have a bunch of episodes that we will like decide if that's a bonus episode or not. Right. So if you're looking at one a week, it's going to take a year to get to 50, and then it'll take, you know, 2 years to get to 100. So within this year of 2021, we will be hitting our 100th episode unless we decide to like speed it up, and it'll be before the end of the year, right? And we may do that. But that will be another big deal for us. So each episode means something. Each episode is really important to us. But this is a number that sort of sticks with us. So the big 50 means something. And, yes. And thanks to our audience for encouraging us to keep doing this.
Exactly. And again, as Ra-Ra mentioned, if you know somebody who you think would be a great guest, put them in touch with us. We'd be happy to speak with them and see what relationship comes of it.
Yes. And if you've been a guest already and you're listening to this and you have something new going on in your life, get back to us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, once again, happy 50th.
Thank you. Happy 50th to you too.
Thank you. And I can't wait to do 50 more.
You're welcome. And you're right. Me too. I can't wait to get to 100. Now that, right. As long as it's not years old and it's 100 episodes, we're great.
Perfect.
All right. We'll, ciao.
We'll see you again at 100.
Okay.
Ciao.
Ciao. Thank you for joining us. Sharing is caring. Tell your friends about Conversations Worth Having on BU Network. We really appreciate your reviews, and you can do that on Apple Podcasts. Thank you.
For show notes and links, go to www.bu.network/podcasts. Connect with us via our website, www.bu.network, and build a relationship with us. Sign up to receive information, updates, and your free video training at www.bu.network/pro.
We're looking forward to hearing from you, and thank you for being with us. Ciao.
Ciao, baby.